Good evening. Having finally managed to work out how to get this audiobook account to auto-post to Twitter, hopefully it should do that now. So hello, Twitter world. Here's the day in sports then, and it was a poor day in the end for England's cricket. As I said earlier this morning, that they were battling on to try and make 340 to win the first test against Sri Lanka in Gaul. And at one point, it looked promising. Jonathan Trott and Matthew Prior were together, and they were milking the spinners, and Sri Lanka really didn't seem to have much to offer. Then Jonathan Trott got his 100, and the England fans were happy. But then Matt Prior somehow managed to get out, and one wicket leads to two, leads to three. Jonathan Trott followed him, as did Graham Swan, Stuart Broad, Monty Panesar and James Anderson, the last two going very sharply after lunch. England went from 233 for four to 264 all out, lost by 75 runs and a 1-0 down in the series. And premeditated sweep shots being played by too many batsmen like Kevin Peterson in a third over of the day. And if you can't get the batsmen to explain why they're doing that when it's not necessary, then they should be dropped. England won down in the series. Richmond lost the opening match of their AFL season against Carlton. So the Blues off to a win in front of about 78,000 at the Melbourne Cricket Ground early this morning in the AFL. The second match of the Major League Baseball season at the Tokyo Dome went to the Oakland A's over the Seattle Mariners. 4-1, I think it was, out there in the land of the rising sun. Aston Villa's rearranged Premier League match against Bolton that was called off after Fabrice Muamba collapsed on the pitch at White Hart Lane will be played on the 24th of April. And some boxing news for you. Derek Chisora is appealing his indefinite ban from, I think it was the World Boxing Council, for God knows why. And Nathan Cleverley has set his next defence of his world title. He's the only world champion that Britain has now. He'll defend his title on the 28th of next month against Ruben Krasniqi at the Royal Albert Hall, which is quite amazing. He's Serbian, apparently. That's all for now, folks. By the way, I should have said it's absolutely right that Stuart Lancaster has been appointed as the full-time England Rugby Union coach until the next World Cup, and he should keep Andy Farrell and Graham Rowntree as his backroom staff.